Three, two, one.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Nature is reminding me today down here in Southwest Florida that we are slowly but surely creeping into the time of year where you wonder. I was down at the shore today and looking at really the changed landscape from Hurricane Ian a couple of years ago, and now thinking about the intensity of the storms we get in the afternoon and the dogs going out of their minds and realizing, yeah, this is when it really starts to bubble up. We kind of coast through the rest of the summer, and then you get into mid to late August, and it's really going to be keep an eye on your local forecaster.
May I ask a question? Since you guys handle the hurricanes down there more often than any other people I know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is hurricane season set by the calendar, or is it set by conditions? Does that make
calendar.
Sense? Okay,
so there's a beginning and an
same.
End.
Okay.
No, because it starts in June, right?
I mean, it does.
Officially the season starts in June, but we've gotten the storms in June. I remember that. We got maybe one since I've been down here in June.
Labor Day is what I always think of.
That's what I think of, Labor Day, because that's September.
I think of the telethon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's gone. I hope the hurricanes are gone like the telethon is gone.
I was saying to my son today, as we were having our little fish and magician adventure down towards the beach, I said,
yes.
I was explaining to him that the people quite often that lose their lives during hurricanes are just really foolish because they stay when they shouldn't stay and there's an evacuation order, and that the water is what kills people in a hurricane as opposed to the wind damage that comes in like in a tornado. So because when you drive down, the biggest difference now is when you drive down to Fort Myers Beach and you're driving along, there were enough structures, commercial and residential, where you really would have to look in between for the 10, 20 feet in between a house and the next structure to see the Gulf of Mexico. And now you have big chunks of space where you see how beautiful the beach really is. I mean, it's a drag that people did that. I said, well, there must have been a big house there. And no, it was an actual restaurant that had been there.
Oh.
And it's still, they've cleaned it up, but you still see, Michael and I had a little breakfast stop from a food truck today because that's what's still down there. They've got food trucks, and slowly but surely, they're creeping back. And, of course, I think a lot of people notice in the world today, as the Richie Riches are just dominating. The people that can, build these concrete structures with, going up to the sky, and they're, it's just, it's incredible what some of the structures they're putting up there, and very few of the really old-style beach bungalows survived. And it's a drag. It really is a drag. But, we had a little fishing adventure today. My son is an inch deep and a mile wide, just like his daddy. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, he likes baseball, he likes golf, and he likes fishing. He is a Florida kid. And so we headed down to the beach today.
How does that make you feel, that he is a pure Florida kid?
I think that I'm happy where we live because I can do so much with him.
Right.
But then when I will look by, at the jacked up pickup truck with Flo-Grown on the back of it and Let's Go Brandon that drives by at 85 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone, I say, please.
I can't wait for Michael's first lifted pickup truck.
That is going to be great.
It's what he wants already. He already wants a pickup truck, but no, that's not going to happen. I think that
He's got to grow the mullet first.
I hope not. I'm afeard of the mullet.
I think you're a good parent. I think he will not mullet it up unless it's ironically a mullet.
No, he will.
He might do an ironic mullet.
There's no way he's going to get through high school in Florida without a mullet.
Probably not playing baseball, because if you'll notice, the home of the mullet is in Major League Baseball right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the hair, and we have a couple of kids on his team that have the hair. And I'll deal with that when I have to deal with that. Right now,
speaking of mullet, how was your fishing?
What a great segue that was.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So the day started with a trip to a little state park around the corner from where we live and fishing on the Estero River, which was meh, like not a bite. It was like, it looked like a dead river, even though we knew there were fishies in there.
How big of a river is the Estero River?
Not big at all. It's it's right near where I live. It's like there's so many tributaries and creeks and all that. But it's not that big, and we didn't get a bite. And then I said, "All right, let's go down towards the beach, and we'll go by a bait shop." And I had to mention the name of the bait shop off of Bonita Beach Road. Do you remember it, Rob?
Mike, I have my photo there with you. It's Master Bait and Tackle.
Master Bait and Tackle, and I hear the giggle. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be happy to know he did not. Well, first of all, I guess that that ends that discussion that I'll have to have. He certainly knows what that word means. And and then he said, "I don't believe you." I said, "No, it's a real place." He said, "No, Dad." He didn't believe until we pulled into the parking lot that it was a real joint. Mm-hmm. And then we got some live shrimp and went down. And
were they tasty?
Well, it's funny the way you're supposed to bait the hook.
Yeah.
You go in tail first. That's how you put them on the hook when you're live shrimp. And you know what you do before you do that? I learned this on my little fishing charter.
What's that?
You bite the tail off. I know it's barbaric, but it's what you do.
Could you cut it with a knife if you didn't want to bite?
No, you have to chew and swallow.
No,
I think it's what the fish and magicians do down here.
Yeah.
And I bit the tail off it.
With no cocktail sauce, count me out.
It was, they were too small to be any kind of real, you might see them in like a cheap pasta dish.
I was going to say scampi.
That's really, what did he say? Well, Mike won't make it to that. What is it? Mike won't make it to what? I know I'm going
to mullet and pickup truck.
Oh God, that's so not. That's
no.
Not,
I think what he meant. I think what he meant was high school.
That's 4 years.
That's the same thing. High school is a little sooner, but
yeah, it is. But I think that's where he was headed.
That's going to be four years. Four years. No, yeah, 3 years.
You'll make it, Mike.
15
make
when
it.
You go right. 3 years, 7th, 8th, and then
14,
maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Come on.
You'll make it.
I'm going to make it.
Yeah,
you're just going to need a lift to get into the pickup truck.
As long as those chemicals don't get me, we'll talk about that later. I made the mistake of reading an article online again today.
Oh, you should never read.
Don't do that. It weakens the nation.
Anything. But yeah, so we got the shrimp. He got his giggle. And I said, they're a little prickly in here. Just be aware of it.
I remember that. They were a little prickly. They were dicks.
They've been dicks every time I've ever gone in
there. Then why did they come up with a fun name?
Because they could hawk T-shirts.
That's it.
Okay. The guy was civil today, but he wasn't friendly.
As I remember, it's like half bait and tackle and half horrible merchandise, right?
So you were there. You got a great memory. That's absolutely true. That's what it was, the T-shirts.
See, that's the type of store I want a weed shop employee working.
That's like totally high.
Back, totally high.
And hey, man, how you doing?
Exactly.
How's it going? And then the shrimp that they, when we started baiting them up, I realized that the shrimp were, I would not call them hearty. They were skimpy. They were skimpy little shrimp.
Were they supposed to have been alive when you got them, and did they show signs of life?
We got a bubbler. We got a little bubbler, so they were alive the whole time
we
had them. Now that's two bubblers we have as my bank account
dwindles. I have two also,
thanks
to that.
Yeah, two bubblers.
Because you never take it to the store with you.
But
could you use that bubbler on your bar?
You mean for what?
Just to keep a drink effervescent?
Some decoration?
Yeah.
It's like an aquarium. Fountain. It's like a mini aquarium. It aerates the water.
Okay, so you don't want that at your bar.
So you don't want it tied up.
I thought it was like a stick that you put in there and it would bubble.
No.
That'd be fun, though.
Are you trying to turn it into a soda stream or something? Is that what you're trying to do?
I don't know, Mike. Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to do.
I know. You're just opening it and it comes out.
No, I had the wrong vision. I had the wrong vision of a bubbler.
So we get the shrimp. He gets his giggles. We hop in the car. We drive to one of the bridges down near, you know where it is, down near Fort Myers Beach. Mm-hmm. And we parked on the side of the road and then made our way down a little path to under the bridge. And because the structure is what the fish love. And I put a shrimp on before Michael did, and I threw it into the water. Boom, I get one about this big. Tiny little snapper. Tiny little mangrove snapper. And we ended up catching a couple. Not mm-hmm. a lot, but to the left of us, this lady was hauling them in. I mean, big ones. And I wasn't going to go over there because
you're talking about the fish, right?
Yes, the fish. Okay. And she was not English was not her first language, but her husband spoke, and we got advice from them when we came back. That'll come into play later. Okay. But we were under the bridge, and it was great. They were biting, and they'd steal. The little ones can kind of steal your shrimp,
right?
And then take them. But it was really. I was realizing summer of 2025 with my little man. It was something really, really special to be able to get out there and do this with him. I relish these.
You'll
times
look back.
And,
you know, you'll look back on this
like from heaven.
No. In the future, like we look back on the summer of 42, you're going to look back on the summer of 25. And
summer of 25,
you're going to be Oski.
No, it was all-star game baseball. It was him turning the corner and liking the sport. I love mm-hmm. golf a little bit. And then me taking him out fishing. I don't mind a fishing
time
afternoon.
Under the bridge.
And then under the bridge, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we went to the park that we went to, the state park, first thing this morning at 8 o'clock this morning. We walked into the park because that's when it opens. And then there was one car parked and no one in it.
Admission or have a
not
pass
if you get
for the
there
state
early.
Parks? Oh, so you cheated.
Not if you get there early. You can get in.
Yeah, it's, okay.
There's no, the ranger office is not open at 8 o'clock, so we get in there.
Well, there's
but
the little drop box.
When I... No, you could. Now, hold on a second,
no, really.
Mr. Man.
Like the state park's up here. When they're not open, there's a little mailbox that
well,
you're supposed
I couldn't
to put your $2
in. Well, I couldn't access it because they had traffic cones up. So I couldn't get to – I didn't see it, first of all, because I went on the outside lane and I went around. All right, if we're done with this, can I continue, please?
I just want to thank Stez in the chat room for dropping in the $2 into our box.
Thank you, Stez.
I appreciate
I like that,
that.
Name. And so we went in, and the problem is this particular park, it's on the river. It's got little camp areas, mm-hmm. you know, where they've got those little nasty-ass stoves that they, you know, on the steel pedestal.
Yeah, they're grills that have been there since before they took Pearl Harbor.
And then
they're horrible.
Over to the left, there is a boat ramp for the river, but not a real boat ramp. It's more like a watercraft ramp for kayaks and stuff.
I see.
And then to the right is some parking, and I suddenly, in my mind, I didn't share this with my son, mm-hmm. but in my mind, at that hour, I just, I flash back to a movie that freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, no, what?
Zodiac. the whole state park thing has always, not the national parks, which are usually sprawling, massive, but these little state parks in Florida give me just a super creep vibe. I think
there's a lot of
nefarious BS that goes on at these places.
Isn't it true in Florida, if you have a sizey puddle and a picnic table, they'll call it a state park? It's not
a sizey puddle.
Yeah, just just enough for mosquitoes
just
to breed
in. Just a field next to the street.
Well, and every state park's got the pickup truck pulled over on the side that's got rust and fallen apart.
Yeah, this had a
welcome
I think,
to Mike O'Mara State Park. There's the puddle.
It was man, hear that thunder. It was it was this creepy car.
Yeah,
that was parked, and really, when you look at an automobile and it's the and you're the only other person in the entire state park mm-hmm. at that hour, and it's a small one.
Yeah.
But you realize, is there somebody sleeping in there? Is there, you know, what's the deal? And it was just.
It looks like sleep, Mike.
The river was such a like low flowing, mm-hmm. like just tiny little flow. It was humid and it was kind of creepy. And then right before we decided to leave, this guy starts walking, I'm just looking over my right hand shoulder. And yeah. It was weird, you know. It was just a weird
was
experience.
Your son
I was glad
apprehensive?
To get out of there.
Was your son apprehensive at all?
He shared it with me, like out of the blue. He said, "Dad, this is a little creepy." And I said, "Yeah, it is kind of creepy." Yeah. I don't know what it was, but it was just that maybe
did you
it was
watch on Netflix?
Danger.
Did you watch Untamed?
I think I
Untamed
might have.
Is State Park about Yosemite, a death in Yosemite.
No, I might have seen that. And then, of course, there's the Gabby
Petito
thing, you know, that happened.
That movie's a big focus of the people that live just on the park. And when the Rangers kick them out, they just go to another part of the park.
It's weird. It's weird. And I think that anything that's just open to the public can, you know, I look, there's nothing wrong. The guy that came in for a walk.
Yeah.
He was doing a little hike down by the river.
No big trash bags.
No, he didn't have any. Big
really
trash
long
bags.
Beard.
He wasn't wearing a mask. It was fine.
Did
it
he
was,
have a hat like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz?
He was bald. He did not have a hat.
Oh, bald people.
He looked
are
a
good.
Little like a thinner you. He had
how
kind
could
of
that
a,
be thinner than me?
He had a little thinner you, older and thinner than
okay.
you. A little tie-dye. Bit, and, but maybe like a fanny pack or something with the, you know, the white socks. He was hiking. He was doing that, and then it was over to the other side, the boat ramp, and there was a guy getting it. I relaxed then because there was a guy getting a kayak off a trailer, and so it was, you know, it was fine, and we fished, but we didn't catch.
Was
anything.
He the only body in the kayak?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was.
Murderers don't use the kayak trailer. They would just put it right in the back of the pickup.
I don't know. In Florida, they've probably got a system.
It was
you know,
weird.
They got to get a trailer hitch, and you got to get a kayak, and you got to get a corpse.
But
then,
it was an adventure. We got out of there, went to the bridge, caught
what
some mangrove.
What was the best catch of the day?
A yellowfin.
How
a yellow,
big?
A yellowtail, not a yellowfin.
Oh, God.
Yellowfin's a tuna.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're like
snapper.
6 feet long.
I think it's a yellowtail. Michael said it's a yellowtail. What
okay.
Well, come here. Come here. What was it? Well, yeah. Well, you look like Florida boy right now. You look
oh,
like
we're shirtless. Gonna,
you look like you want to put your headphones on. They're right there. I left them right here.
Well, even a yellowtail snapper is a pretty big fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell them what to? All right. What was the yellowtail?
It was a yellowtail snapper.
Okay. Yellowtail snapper. How big?
Like
tiny.
6 inches.
Yeah. Tiny. Tiny.
Do
little,
you have a tackle
snapper.
Box? Because a lot of times tackle yeah. boxes will have a ruler. Molded into them so you can actually measure the fish.
Some,
do you have
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay, there you
exactly
go.
Exactly like that, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's what yeah. I caught. It was silvery when I when yeah. I brought it in. And did you get
in
a creepy
in the background
vibe?
Of that photo, was there a foot? I'm kidding.
See, I got the whole creepy vibe still. You got a creepy
oh,
vibe from that
Sean
state
Park.
Park, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you got it. It was weird, wasn't it? It was weird. Why was it weird?
We just what? Walked in, and it was just, even though the park just opened, there was nobody. So it was just so eerie, and we would, and I guess it's a state park, so of course there's animals, but still just hearing all the noises. And
yeah.
It's because you guys watch those AI voice videos. Where it's just a random shot
he,
talking about
he
some
thought he was
happened.
Alone.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all. I think we're inundated with that. I think that's what yeah. it. That's what it does. But do you have fun? It was fishing when we got to the
it
bridge,
was really
right?
Fun, yeah.
Are we going to go back and?
Yes, and we're going to catch eating size.
Yeah,
snapper.
because we're going to use the. What do you have? What's that thing you bought? What's that thing that you throw into the water to get minnows? What's it called?
A castanet.
A castanet. Yeah, a castanet. Mm-hmm.
A castanet.
Right? Not a castanet.
That makes them. The Spanish fish will come to the top.
What? It's a cast net. Is
it's
that
a cast net?
A cast net. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else you need or want or
no.
require?
No.
Does he require a shirt?
On.
Yeah.
He's definitely
for the Red
Florida
Sox
boy.
To win the AL East.
Oh, the way. Yeah, Red Sox winning the AL East. Yeah, he doesn't like hearing that.
I know.
I enjoyed the.
I know.
But I did enjoy the Marlins sweeping the Yankees.
Yes,
yes,
we can
yes,
all we can both
yes.
agree on that one. That's
they
fabulous.
Played Sweet Caroline to mm-hmm. get
yeah,
all the Yankee
yeah,
fans
yeah.
out.
There you go. So, anything else you want?
Your
little visit.
The I think we're going to catch some big snapper on, like, the shiners.
Yeah, the shiners, because that couple was catching them, right?
I think the smart thing to do is remember when we went on the fishing charter and we used poppers?
Yeah.
Not poppers, but those big bobbers.
Yeah.
To see when it gets taken under, because you kind of release the bail, so you give the shiner line so it can move around.
This has turned into a fishing podcast. The fishing magician, Michael William O'Mara. All right, get out of here. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good visit.
Thank you.
Enjoyed fishing with you today.
I did too.
Love you. All right.
Put on a shirt. Later.
Oh, is that your phone? One more thing.
One more thing, what? Come over here. What is it? What's your one more thing you want? What?
It's about fishing.
Okay.
So
surprise.
Yeah. I didn't know we were talking fishing.
Today, my dad, you guys probably don't know what this is, but it's a company called NLBN.
Oh, it's a fishing lure company.
And it stands for No Live Bait Needed.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell these really good fishing soft plastics and like jig heads.
He is
so these
it.
Are just like, this is like this. Rubber bait.
Mm-hmm.
And, right?
Yeah.
And they're really popular. They're also really high quality. So a lot of people want them. And today, every month, they do a limited edition batch, which is like their monthly color.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, get to the point.
And I got medium rare ones. That was the color. So it was like brown and pink.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is they're expensive. And I gave you one of my rods, and you just throw one of them on.
Yeah, one of the expensive. One of those on, not one of them. Oh, God, it's slipping already.
No,
throw one of
them.
No, I put one of them big old baits on, and we're going to click, click, click. And I like to die. I seen him throw on them big ones, them big fat ones.
So is he just selling you out for...
He's talking. If you want to talk, you got to put the headphones on.
I think he's putting all the credit on the lure instead of Mike's...
Well, it
skills.
Sounds to me also like he's calling Mike out for stealing one of his expensive lures.
That I paid for.
No, you didn't.
You paid for it?
I did.
By Pokemon money?
No, not Pokemon. No.
Birthday money?
Birthday money.
All right. Are you done?
I'm done.
Rob, I hate that I understand all this because it's the same thing in my house.
It's the same. It's the age.
Here's what the fishing people have done. They have capitalized on these 11, 12-year-old boys who are all into fishing, who are already obsessed with Pokemon cards, Fortnite, Roblox, and whatever else. So now it's blind boxes of lures. And
yes. Yep.
That's
spend
insane.
$12 and you might get the lure you want.
See, listen to this man. He knows. He knows 12-year-olds.
I love those mystery tackle boxes.
Okay, get out of here.
So does Owen. Call my son, talk to Owen anytime about
it. You guys are going to have a good time on the cruise because you are two peas in a pot.
I love gambling.
You're going to need some real long fishing string off that cruise.
Oh, for the boat? Yeah.
I need to run the show. Out, young son. Out.
When I was a boy, one time I came home from school. I was probably in first or second grade. And in the backyard was my father digging worms so he could go fishing.
That's how I fished as a kid.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, that's how far we've come. Yeah.
To this day, there is nothing better, in my humble opinion. There is nothing better than a worm. To put on a bobber and throw it into a pond.
Well, and it works every time.
It does. Yeah. That's my favorite way to fish. I love to fish like that. But we had a great time. And it's just like, I remind myself of when I was a kid and I was his age. But Josh taps into something that the retailers and the marketers have just...
It makes perfect sense. But you know what it is? It's
bats.
Detestable.
How about baseball bats?
It's everything for the 12-year-olds. And this blind box of send us your money... And you might get the one you want.
That's
and you'll
horrible.
Just get a random one.
It's
that's perfect
like,
for the 12-year-olds.
Yep.
I tried it with our listeners, soft-sold it, and everyone trashed it. No one wants a blind T-shirt. They want blind lures, baseball bats, and stuffed animals.
Speaking of blind purchases, these are not blind purchases, but this is a clearance sale that we are having on our TMOS coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
And we should hold one up, but I can't run across the room right now and grab it. But we are...
It's selling so fast.
They are flying off the shelves and less... Oh, my... They come right out of this studio. I'm looking at them right now. And this it's less than we had yesterday. So it's fascinating to see that. But we are having 19 $19.99. That is the price of our TMOS Campfire coffee mugs, which are fantastic. I drink out of them all the time, did this morning. And if you want to get yours for that incredible deal, that's a significant discount that we are offering you.
And as you said pre-show, we're including shipping, so it's basically giving them away.
We're giving them away. We are giving them away.
But you got to act now. It's a limited time offer. You got to be...
$19.99 gets yourself the Campfire coffee mug, and we would love you to
You got
to
close
those.
The deal by 4:15 Eastern tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, tomorrow, August 7th. Yes.
Because next if we go a third day, we're suddenly the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
So we got to shut it down.
These are the fantastic. These pillows are great. So getting back to the fishing story, the lady from somewhere south of here, she could not speak English, but her husband told me that they use shiners, and that's when they really started biting. And so Michael will take his cast net, and we will get the minnows. He told us exactly
Shiner
where to get them.
Is a kind shiners. Of minnow?
Yeah, it's okay. Minnows, and yeah, we will go for it. So, including shipping is right, Jim P. We appreciate that. fishy, woo. Fishy, woo. Hey, a sequel we can all get on board with. I'm
finally
ready for this.
Finally.
Did you know that they are filming the adventures of Cliff Booth? The character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, played by Brad Pitt.
I've seen it, yeah.
I am all in. I am all
is
in
it,
on
even,
that.
Even
is it
without
by Tarantino?
Even
he
without him.
It.
But he didn't direct
it.
He wrote it. He wrote it. That's good enough for me. A Tarantino script is good enough for me, Blaze.
Well, I hate to be the one.
Screw up any script.
And I hate to reveal this, that Quentin Tarantino, he used a pseudonym, but he wrote The New Police Squad. He did not really write it.
That's not the name of the movie.
It's also called The Naked Gun.
Oh, I'm sorry. Based on the show Police Squad.
I made a TikTok yesterday with my Naked Gun review.
Yeah.
And TikTok has banned it because I said the word naked and because I used the word gun.
Wow. Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know.
Wow.
What is going on with the world right now? I'm just confused. I continue to be totally blown away.
It started when kids started writing instead of kill, they wrote unalive somebody. That because kill was one of the first words they took out.
Kill would ban.
I don't know where this popped up on my feed, but I was watching that. You know, there have been, and I mean, I did some parenting today, just randomly mentioning something because my kid has come in contact with it online, as they all do.
Right.
But there were some kids in the neighborhood that had done kind of a, you know, go to a store and be silly with customers there. And I said, this attention whoring that social media has brought upon us in its extreme can be ridiculously dangerous. And I was watching a video of this kid, young guy, high school age guy, that it started out where he took a gun, and of course it involved a gun, and shot at a cow and videotaped it and put it up like out in a field somewhere in a rural area. Then he went into a Walmart and he videotaped himself smacking a customer, a woman, like trying to knock her out. Remember, they did a thing called the knockout challenge. Remember that was the thing?
This is so sad.
Well, it's sad, but it's extraordinary. I think it's extraordinarily dangerous.
Yeah.
And then it culminated where he murdered a guy, a kid, another kid, that was sitting outside of a Texaco gas station. And put it online as well. And it was just, or live streamed it or something like that.
I think, was that the one out in Vegas?
I think so.
Is that where the two big streamers were arguing?
I know the kid's name was Talon.
Like
tell you something.
Like
what? A Burt
His streaming name, not his birth name.
It wasn't his birth name?
I don't think it was his birth name.
Well, maybe
so.
You know, I mean, anyway, it just, I think if you got kids and you have a moment, it might not be a bad idea to say, you know, if you're around that and you're around somebody, it might start as innocently as, you know, I think
well,
these
like
videos.
It's like kicking the door now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where
that's
it
another
seems
one.
Like it's just like a ding dong ditch.
Yeah, and by the way, I grew up with that. I grew up with where you do stupid stuff when you're 11, 12, 13, 14. It happens. But you know, in this day and age, Michael goes out and occasionally, remember when he was doing the fishing thing in the neighborhood where you can't fish?
Yeah, the secret
and
place.
His little way of dealing with this, and Carla brought this to my attention, was that he puts on the thing right. that covers your face. Is it a baklava or whatever that, yeah. You know,
the
like
January 6th outfit.
It, like the special forces use. And
of course.
It was, you know, I'm not worried about the fishing issue. I'm worried about the senior citizen that sees a kid that's not super small anymore
right.
in the backyard.
Essentially in riot gear.
Yeah, in Gun Nut Central yeah. down here, you know, you got to be careful. It's a yeah. weird, strange world. And
it's been
horrible that I don't know. I don't remember being a little kid and being always freaked out about everything.
No, but it's been propelled forward with cameras and social media, because now not only are you just doing the stupid stuff, you're posting it for a reaction,
right.
which definitely motivates you in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
now, like,
plain
for example,
evil.
I brought my trash barrels down to the street the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it was early, early in the morning, and I was in my robe and slippers, and this lady just pitched a total fit that I was making noise. And then she said, "And what are you wearing?" And I said, "I'm wearing a bathrobe." And she said, "Well, that's not appropriate." Now, I had it open, and I wasn't wearing anything underneath it.
Mike, to me, it doesn't get any more appropriate than that.
I said, "This is appropriate to me."
That's right. Yeah. Honey.
And then I invoked the voice of Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad, where I yes. said, "You could make it more awkward." Anyway, but...
Did it ever cross your mind to say, "What am I wearing? What are you wearing, pretty?"
No. As a matter of fact, the last time we took trash out, apparently there were food products that were in the trash barrel.
Sure.
And unfortunately, we have so many maggots. We have so many maggots
oh,
there.
No.
That is nastiness. That is pure nastiness.
You open up your trash can, it looks like a colony of living rice.
Yeah.
Not great.
By the way, I don't think I've ever worn a robe and slippers in my life. Since people are commenting on it right now, I don't think the Florida trash tucks as they're going. The commenters are growing and they are more active, and I'm getting more distracted by them. And I really, really shouldn't. But
at least send some super chats if you're going to distract Mike.
Well, yeah. Hey, how about that, Josh? That's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. Every
enough
opportunity.
Money for Mike to buy a new robe.
Yeah, a brand new yeah. silk robe.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more of like what a monk might wear.
Yeah, and I was thinking like National Lampoon.
Yes,
Christmas
and a robe
vacation.
Belt. Yeah. Wait,
oh, the Christmas the vacation robe, like
robe and slippers.
Randy very, Quaid.
Very yeah. short, yeah. yeah.
Yes.
Well, exciting. Mike, you got some nice stems there. You might want to show them off.
Thanks, Rob. I really appreciate that. So the bottom line with the whole fishing expedition, quality time with my son.
Cool.
A little fear. A little joy,
mm-hmm.
And then we stopped at the food truck, and my God, out of the food truck, the lady served one of the best breakfasts I have ever had, and she was sweet.
Was she in the park?
Delightful.
Or no, outside
she was
of
out
the park?
Off the street at Fort Myers
That's
Beach.
That's good, because, you know, with all the corpses in the park, who knows what you ate.
My throat's burning.
This is a great breakfast burrito, but the meat is stringy.
No, I have to roll my eyes because I did break the rule. I went fat. I went full fat today.
What'd you get?
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, it's good. Oh,
that's a good pick.
And yeah. then, she sold like the sampler, which had a biscuits and gravy, a breakfast sandwich, and a cinnamon roll. And Michael and I split the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
He had the breakfast sandwich. I had the biscuits and gravy, and we split the cinnamon roll. I had 3/4. He had a quarter.
Did you cut it in half or did you unspool it?
We gave it to the man who was standing next to us with the face covered with the knife. That's right. Thank you, Kevin Harding. We appreciate that.
Thank
We've got
you,
more
Kevin.
Show coming
yes,
up, ladies
too.
And gentlemen, for you. A little news coming your way. And later on in the show, apparently Rob is living in a sick house and we have to hear about that. Just nothing about the taste. Okay, I never want that.
Mike?
That popped into my head just the other day where you were talking about you taste the sick, and
why
I
don't
still.
You, why are you even bring it up
so
then?
Gross.
I'm not going to bring it up
because it's gross, and I wanted to just you know, I get scared.
We could have gone the whole
reminder.
Day. We could have run
Josh?
The whole day thanks. Without hearing it.
We're yeah. all talking over each other. What's that?
Thanks,
what's
thanks for the reminder.
Yes, I couldn't help myself. Hey, everybody! Sometimes you just need a little something. You know. something at the end of the day to make your evening more enjoyable or at least tolerable. That's where today's sponsor, Soul, can help. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. They specialize in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. The gummies come in four different strengths, so you can find the perfect dose for your vibe.
Right.
Plus,
on, man.
Soul has many other amazing wellness products with or without THC, including a variety of gummies and capsules that can improve sleep, stress, pain, focus, bloating, and more. And don't forget the amazing THC sparkling beverages, ice cold relaxation. Rob swears by them.
Bring on
the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to getsoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's getsoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen. We start today with the, I don't know if anybody cares about this, but it is the MTV Video Music Awards. Some people still care
a little bit.
It's
very important because every time you turn on MTV, you want to see the hottest new videos.
Yeah, it dropped. it's really not. I don't know why.
Not.
Why do they do it now?
And also, you know what? It speaks badly of it that it's a video. If it was Music Awards...
Music.
I would be more likely to be interested, but they're rewarding videos, and no one watches videos anymore.
But the celebrities still show up for the event.
So the red carpet is a big deal. So Lady Gaga, she is in the top with 12 nominations. She's followed by Bruno Mars. At least they're artists I like.
Yeah,
and,
true.
11 and Kendrick Lamar with 10. Other top vote getters in 10. So you had 10. But always nice to see Lady Gaga. You know,
I love her.
Yeah, we both like
her. Nice beaver.
Other top votes.
I don't know about that.
That's not appropriate.
That is not.
Stop it. Other top vote getters include Sabrina Carpenter. Now this is when I saw Rosé. Rosé? Is that somebody?
Yeah, she did a show with John Goodman. They had three kids, and
that's Roseanne. Come on, don't make stupid jokes that aren't funny. I want to know who
is. I don't know of Rosé at all.
Rosé, Josh, Rosé, all out of Ariana Grande, know her. The Weeknd, know him. Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, know that. Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny, Dochi. This is when I'm so young out of it. I just don't know. Jelly Roll, Ed Sheeran, Tate McRae, and Miley Cyrus.
I'd say you probably scored like an 82 or 83% on that. That was pretty good.
But since I read those names for no reason, let me...
Nice beaver.
Let me throw that in there. There's actually, of all of them you sent me, that's the one that landed.
I did not know that would land. It brings me great joy when it does.
There's actually a country category this year for the first time, and country fans will be happy to hear that it's 100% Beyoncé free. The VMAs air live on September 7th on CBS, MTV, and Paramount+. And
Rosé is a member of Blackpink, whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
Do you know
nice
Blackpink
beaver?
Is? I don't know.
And if you do, Mike, if you do have Blackpink, make sure you see a doctor.
Okay. By the way, there have been rumors that Britney Spears will perform. So that's the big thing. But it sounds like maybe they're false.
Yeah.
So why did they put that in the story?
I think there are also rumors that Britney Spears will be selling things in the snack bar. Yeah. Equally likely.
Absolutely. A latte, cafe latte. Paris Hilton's husband, Carter Room, gave her, the rich get richer, a fully customized Gulfstream G450 and nicknamed it Sliv Air after her made-up word sliving, which is a combination of slang and living. I didn't think we'd go so far down the road that I could hate Paris Hilton again, but I can.
Don't want to. I like her. But you know, Mike, this is exciting because she came from nothing.
Living. That's hot.
It is hot.
It's capable. I know what a G5 can do. It's capable of nonstop flights from LA to New York. Thanks for that. Or Miami to London. Thank you for that.
Well, that's better than the new drone. It has better distance.
Yeah. Not a 20-minute battery life.
No. Please. I got an email. That drone we talked about yesterday is a Polish-made drone.
Yes.
You were asking if there was a Polish drone. That's it.
That's exciting.
That is. Yeah.
You know how many people it takes to wind the rubber band? It has catchphrases. The jet does, like, that's hot, stenciled on the outside, and it's got more obnoxious decor on the inside. So good for Paris. I'm very, very happy.
Nicole Richie got a scooter.
An e-scooter.
An e-scooter. Yeah,
Speaking of speaking of extreme wealth, ladies and gentlemen, do you remember the name Jamie Gertz? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, actress in the 80s mostly. She's very pretty. Very pretty. Mm-hmm.
She's been acting for more than 40 years. She's still mainly known for her supporting roles as a teen actress in the 80s. She was in stuff like the TV show Square Pegs with Sarah Jessica Parker, The Facts of Life, and movies like 16 Candles, The Lost Boys, and Less Than Zero. All those 80s movies.
Yeah.
Despite never becoming a bona fide movie star or lead actress, Jamie might just be the richest woman in Hollywood. She even owns the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. Here's what happened to Ms. Gertz.
Gertz.
In 1986, Jamie, that's right around the time my radio career really started.
Yeah.
Jamie met a guy named Tony Ressler, R-E-S-S-L-E-R. They got married in 1989, and Tony is an entrepreneur whose current net worth is around $13.8 billion.
Wow.
But just so you know, Jamie is not a gold digger. She says, quote, everyone thinks I married a rich guy, but I made more money, way more money than Tony when I met him. That's cool. I'm glad she said that. Mm. She said, I paid for our first house. I paid for our first vacation. I married him because I fell in love with him, not because I'm a gold digger. She didn't say that. I added that.
It sounds like she's protesting quite a bit from something I wasn't going to accuse her of.
In 2015, Jamie and Tony bought the Hawks for $720 million. They're also minority owners of the Milwaukee Brewers, the Brew Crew. Has Milwaukee starting to have pretty good seasons every year in Major League Baseball.
I think they're winning their division right now.
They're looking good. Jamie and Tony both have birthdays in October. She will be 60. He will be 65, which means they both will be younger than me.
Mike, I say nerds to Gertz.
Nerds to Gertz. Yeah. Reader's Digest talked to a health expert who said, the spot most of us rarely clean exists in your home. It is gross, it is germ-laden, and it is a spot that we always neglect. Would you care to guess?
Sure, behind your ear. Is that not it?
That is so gross.
It is. If it's germ-laden, horrible.
But it's a thing you don't, it's an inanimate object.
Okay.
For clarity.
I have to guess the toilet?
No.
I think you're a ceiling fan.
No. It is the handle of your fridge.
Gross.
Not the surface, but the handle.
I lick it every day.
Yeah.
they are covered in germs for the same reason as doorknobs. We just touch them a lot, and you probably don't touch many door handles right after handling raw chicken. Makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Nasty,
it does.
Nasty. A study in 2022 found that it's the second filthiest spot in the average kitchen. Sinks are number one. Lots of handles tested positive for salmonella, E. coli, and even staph infections. So, take a cloth, paper towel preferably, and put some gasoline on it and rub the... No, I'm sorry. I'm trying
All
to be
All I have
John
is
Tesh.
Kerosene. Is that okay?
Bad advice for your life. I'm Mike O'Mara. So, how often should you be cleaning it with gasoline? Several experts they talked to said daily is okay, but really you could or should disinfect the handle of your fridge and freezer every 3 minutes.
That's so
bad
gross.
Advice for your life. Yeah, neither one's true. Gasoline or 3 minutes.
I love that Josh could probably go and sit down and take a producer role at a local news station, because when he said the grossest and most disgusting part of your house is your ceiling fan.
Your ceiling fan could kill you.
Could kill you. I was ready to go check it out.
Yeah,
it's nasty, those ceiling fans.
It is nasty. There's a lot of dead skin up there, which, as we've already discussed on this show, is primarily dust comes from flecks of skin.
That's right, John.
So nasty. So
if you turn the fan on reverse, sometimes you get a lot of the dust to fall off.
But you can't reverse your fan.
Yeah, you reverse it every season.
Yeah.
It should go in a different direction in the winter than the summer.
Yeah, I think it's clockwise in the summer, if I'm not mistaken. There's a switch on your fan.
Well, look at you two, John Teshes. I didn't. Oh, is that the little switchy switch that's up there?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
All right. When should I throw the switch? November? Is that when I should do?
I don't know if you ever do in Florida.
Yeah, because we always have the same temperature.
It's whenever you turn the heat on. If you turn the heat on, that's when you flip it.
I do it every year when I take the turkey out for Thanksgiving. That's when I switch all the fans.
And then you don't wash the handle of your fridge.
I don't wash the fridge, no.
What would your boss say if you sent them this email? We used to have a lot of interns on our show. Yeah. Someone who worked at an AI startup posted a screenshot on Reddit after a Gen Zer, I forgot again what the Gen Z generation was. Are they after the millennials, right? Aren't they after the millennials?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After a Gen Z intern called off of work because, quote, her energy felt a little off. It was a last minute request, or not even a request. She just sort of told her boss what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the quote right from the intern. Feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the work and my energy feels a little off. So not getting that vibe. That's interesting.
It's the same kids that think that you can't pressure them to show up to work on time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say, Mike, you were running a radio station and someone called you with that, not because there was snow on the bridge, but someone that was like maybe doing Sunday morning sent you that email. How would you handle it?
I got the call from the person's mother.
That's right. I forgot.
The person who was my weekend disc jockey, the young man, could not even bring himself to the phone. And so he had his mother call. And I said, oh, that's no problem. Tell him he's fired. And I hung up. It's the way we handled it back in the day. This intern said she'd be out July 28th to the 30th and ended it with, we'll talk soon. Bye. The 28th was a Monday, so she basically took a super long weekend.
That is so presumptuous and rude and wrong at every level. And you know what? We talked about it yesterday. That has to come from the parents. The fact that she feels enabled enough to make that call. That's
wrong. By the way, arguing that it's the same as a mental health day, well, I think that might be BS too.
Yeah.
Although I've said that. I probably said I need some time.
It sounds like a mic excuse. It sounds like a, hey, I'm not feeling the show today.
I'm not feeling the show today. And, you know, because everybody.
But I have seen more jobs are now giving you sick days and mental health days.
Right. Right.
To try to help with this.
Yeah. Well, I still think you could argue that Zoomers don't know how jobs work. Yeah. So that's really what
and
it might
be. About mental health, I'll probably be taking tomorrow off.
Okay. All right. Just to, you're not feeling it? You're not feeling the vibe?
Vibe is wrong. Vibe is wrong. I think it's.
Let me see if I can motivate you. Okay. Listen closely. Put your headphones on. Tighten them up to your head a little bit. Here we go.
Right on.
Nice Bieber.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
There you go.
I'll be here early and I'll stay late.
All right. The guy who posted the thing about the lady said corporate world not ready for Gen Z. But he did ultimately approve the request. So he caved. He caved there because you never know.
You're stuck as a boss. I've had those call outs to me before. You're stuck. Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do? No, come in. That doesn't work on this generation.
I know.
You'll quit and find another job.
That boss is a loser.
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 Loser. Finally, today there's a new ice cream available nationwide, but you haven't had this flavor since you were a toddler or a baby, I should say. Oddfellows is a small batch ice cream company based in New York. They have released a limited number of breast milk flavored ice cream pies.
Oh, no!
Nationwide. Yeah. breast milk. Ooh. The breast milk flavored ice cream was released earlier this year, and understandably, the limited edition item got a lot of attention. Now the viral flavor is available for purchase online, with shipping available nationwide. For the past few days, Odd Fellows has been promoting the ice cream flavor on social media, and the internet going crazy.
Of course.
Man, that's how I know my injection didn't work, when I was trying to do the... Countless users are confused about the ice cream's ingredients. Here's what to know about Oddfellow's breast milk ice cream. Mm. Breast milk ice cream is not made of real human breast milk.
Thank God.
The flavor of the ice cream is supposed to mimic it. Would you like the full ingredient?
Yeah, but who's the guy that's tasting it and knowing what it's got to taste
Why
like?
Why does it have to be a guy?
Okay, who's the young lady who's tasting it? And who's the, you know what? It's a generalist question.
Or who's the
question.
Guy or gal that's an adult with a really good memory?
Mike, I stand corrected.
Here's the full ingredients list. Milk, heavy cream, skim milk powder, sugar, dextrose, egg yolks. Invert sugar. What is invert sugar, Rob? What is that?
You know, I really don't know.
Is that evaporated?
I have no idea. Guar gum.
That's in all ice cream. Gives a better mouthfeel.
Salted caramel flavoring.
Ew.
Honey syrup. That sounds like
white trash.
It does. There's nothing pleasant
about
this.
What do you put on? Mama? Mama, what do you put on this oatmeal to make it taste so good? What is this?
I just went out and got some honey syrup. Mike, I put some honey syrup on it for ye.
Invert sugar is a type of sugar made by breaking down the sucrose, which is table sugar, into its component sugars, fructose and glucose. The process is called inversion. So it splits it into two different kinds of sweeteners.
Sounds bad for you.
I'm sure it is.
After honey syrup, here it is. Liposomal bovine colostrum.
Oh, okay. Now, you know what colostrum is, right?
No. Is it what's in my arteries that makes me have a heart attack?
If I recall, colostrum is the first thing that the breast expresses when it starts to make milk. And it's really important that the kids have the colostrum.
That is correct.
Okay, that's it. Yellow food color, 0.1% propylparaben. That's a preservative.
Okay.
And FDNC Red 40, the breast milk ice cream.
Red? We have got to get you to the doctor, dear.
The breast milk ice cream is sweet, a little salty. With hints of honey and sprinkles of colostrum.
Honey syrup.
Honey syrup, and features a distinct colostrum yellow tinge. Let's eat, everybody.
Oh, Mike, that's the worst thing you've ever told me in my life.
Yummy. Love in my tummy. I apologize for those of you that might be having a little snack. We got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you, do you have any delightful memories? Do they teach you that here? That's a bingo. Do you want to relive those good old days, but are they trapped on VHS tapes? Are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels and you just aren't sure where to start? Luckily, we have the perfect solution, Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. Co-founders Nick and Adam started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. They were smart guys. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. And they've been a fine advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. We want you to support them. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your your home movies. Mm-hmm. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere. Download, organize, save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind, and now you can't even lose your photos if you tried. Live in the now, man. Legacy Box. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, wash your hands before eating or opening up the fridge with that nasty, skeezy handle.
Exactly.
That's nasty. Very, very nasty. I want to talk Savannah Bananas because my Red Sox are playing well, and I love a good baseball fang. And now Josh says the Bananas are trying to teach Major League Baseball a thing or two, but I don't know. I know we had a great conversation with the manager of the Bananas.
Yeah. Very enthusiastic, a nice fellow.
And I know kids love the Bananas, but I tried. And this is because I'm an old fart. I know that, but, you know, go ahead.
I went to a Bananas game. Kids love it. I watched the I watched the game at Camden Yards this weekend. Sold out crowd. Crowd excited. I watched it to see the little nods to Baltimore and players they'd bring back. And everyone who went this weekend said it was a great time. And it is because the kids are excited. So as parents, you just end up enjoying it because the kids are having so much fun.
Yeah,
I can see that a little bit. Yeah.
So you said that you saw some article about what the Bananas could teach Major League Baseball. And I look, I'm not going to poo-poo it so totally. Is it my cup of tea? No. I'm a baseball purist, but I also believe in innovation in all of sport where you could teach MLB something to maybe make the games a little sizzlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is an article from The Athletic, and it's from Brett Giraldi. Yep.
And he's good.
Yeah. So anyway, she says lesson one is fans first, because banana tickets, no matter where they go, the tickets cost $35 and they sell the ticket themselves. So there's no taxes are included. There's no additional fee. So when you buy a banana ticket, it's $35.
Period. Even if they're on the road, even at Camden Yards.
Anywhere. At Camden Yards, they were $35.
I didn't know that. Now they scalp them though, right? Don't they?
People scalp them.
But the ticket companies can't control that. The rip-off ticket companies do it, right?
Yeah, and the Bananas try their best to not allow that.
I would have to assume then, do they rent the park or do they give the park the food and beverage money, or how do they do it then? Because the park has got to be married to the ticket industry in every other instance, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it as far
as paying. Here's the thing. I think that you are... talking about a schedule that is much more significant than, say, the NFL, where you know you got a 14, 15, 16 week season, and you got so many games. I think that if you want to fill these stadiums, you have to make it more affordable for the fans. You're still going to get your TV revenue.
I think that's a huge thing baseball could do, is make it affordable to bring kids.
I think and limit these ridiculous services that rip you off and then on top of it charge a service fee that's a non-existent fee just to scalp you.
And I get it. They go to Major League Baseball and say, hey, we'll handle all your ticketing so you don't have to.
Right.
And then they put that charge onto the fans. So it ends up hurting baseball fans.
So I agree with that. What else did they suggest? I think, you know, obviously bringing ticket prices down. They could and they do that at the Savannah Bananas, which is good.
Make pregame an event on its own. For the Bananas, there's a parade, and then you can go out, and all the players are out signing autographs and everything.
I
totally agree with that.
I agree.
100%, because get to the ballpark, give kids access to the players, and stop making it such a ridiculous, they do it if they want to, they prance around. I'm totally down. Michael and I are going to go see Tampa play the Red Sox in September. And I would love the idea of him getting up close and personal with his heroes now. That would be super fun. I think so. That check that box too. Absolutely.
And lesson number three.
That also goes back to fans first. I love that. The whole notion. Yeah.
The corporate business of the Bananas is called Fans First Entertainment, I believe.
Oh, that's cool.
Because that's their whole goal for everything.
All right.
Lesson three is to market the players better. Yeah. I don't know how Michael is, but I know my kid, and I noticed my nephew this week, he knows all the Banana players. and they're never on TV. He knows it because of TikTok.
So let me ask you guys.
Players doing their own TikTok.
I thought it was because of my son's smarts. Are these kids just more aware of stats and players and all this stuff? Because my kid is like a font of information on this.
I don't know about stats and everything, but I know like for the bananas, it's that every player has their own TikTok account and they are encouraged to, hey, you're in Camden Yards, make all these videos about being in Baltimore.
Now, this might be the one place where I say to myself, you know, okay, I get that, but, you know, look, we do it here. You know, Josh, we've got Carla talking about social media to us all the time, and we know it works. I mean, it really, really works. You know, I kind of err on the side of reality with that. Would you be able to get all the – yeah, I think if you had somebody that made it – doable for them, but,
and I know. And I think that's the key is you have employees of the teams.
Yeah, marketing people that know how to do it. Okay, so that could work.
And also, and they can dodge any sort of influence or rules that the MLB might put in place, as far as you know, signage, things like that. That might be a copyright. They own everything, so you can promote the bananas any way you want. Which helps, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I think that's where MLB needs to loosen some of that stuff up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
As well, for promotion. And part of that is players' accessibility, like we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson four, rethink the schedule. And I think you're seeing baseball do this a little bit, but the Bananas do not play Monday through Wednesday because they know those days are a pain to get parents and families out, especially during the school season.
That's like my dentist office. They don't do anything Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Well, I think there's too many games in Major League Baseball to cut those days out.
Right.
But I think you're seeing more 6:30 type games. I think you're seeing baseball adjust to that.
As baseball purists, both of you like baseball, you know, ever since you were little. So you've watched the game the whole of your life. Would you be okay if they shortened if the season stayed the same length, but with less games? Because I know it's part of the game that they play so many games.
It doesn't matter to me that much, Rob, to be honest with you. I would be fine with, you know, with less games. But I don't think that would never fly.
That would never go. No, I'd like to see more doubleheaders, like pre-scheduled.
I like odd times for games. I like odd times on the weekend. I love that.
3 in the morning?
No, like 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Beautiful for me.
Oh, that's perfect.
Beautiful for me.
11:30 on Sundays is what they're doing now.
Just incredible.
Yep.
I'd love to know what the ratings are because that is a beautiful time to watch baseball. 11:30.
That's hard to judge because that's a Roku exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't
know
how the numbers work for that.
I know. I know, but I loved it. I love watching the Red Sox
Lesson
at that time.
Lesson 5, she loses me a little bit with get creative with the rules. Because the Bananas have too many weird rules that I do not like as far as regular baseball.
Right.
But then she makes the point that the pitch clock was good for baseball, and I'm all for this automatic balls and strikes in baseball.
I like the idea of the player tapping his helmet and be able to review the strike call. I really do. But
don't give me the golden bat. And don't give me the fan makes an out.
Yeah. Now, see, the one banana thing that I think is just super cool is that I think if you limited it to two strikes, like when there were two strikes on the player, if he fouled, even though that's part of the game is to foul it off, I think it would be incredible that if a fan caught a ball.
But here's the problem is the fan that's going to drop the ball, and then the entire stadium turns on that fan because the game could have ended.
Okay,
yeah,
you're
that's
right.
True.
Okay, the reality.
You can't put the pressure on the fans like that. Right.
Is that it? Is that it? Because we got to move along
here. That is her five lessons. There's
okay,
a sixth one, but it's remember where you started. Which
I think with a game like the Bananas, the fan catching the ball is fun for
but
me.
But I think the big takeaway is fans first.
Fans first. Fans
Can't
first,
argue
ladies
that.
And gentlemen. Absolutely.
Can't argue
All right.
that.
You know, I love the, and once again, how about those socks?
Socks are doing good. Mm-hmm. But how about those campfire mugs?
Oh, yeah.
For those people watching live, 8 mm-hmm. left.
Really?
8 left.
Oh, my God. Get them while they're hot. Wow.
I would hate, you know what? Don't be greedy. Don't tune in and buy all 8 of them.
One person,
don't do it.
Stop it,
I'd
Rob.
Hate if they were gone before the end of this show and
I'd
everyone listening tonight misses out.
Well, speak of the devil, shopping is a low-key hassle. Enough already. Thank God times have changed and everything you need can now be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is where you end the search for TMOS merch. Get it?
Yep.
Well, we for now we have the mugs, but they're
going fast.
Tomorrow
belongs to no one.
We have amazing shirts. We have new designs arriving all the time. Hats, the TMOS beach towel. It's great. Hella, what is hella soft?
Hella soft, real soft.
And it's absorbent.
Hella absorbent.
You test that yourself, Rob? The absorbency?
Yeah, I did in the bathroom.
Plus, for the first time ever, our TMOS family cookbook, pre-order it right now. And we appreciate all the pre-orders on that. And yes, never fear, darling. We have pickleball paddles.
Finally!
For all you old white guys. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto. If the line you call is busy, it's a problem you can fix. Pick up your telephone and just dial star 66.
Landlines only.
I don't know what that means, but...
come on. You don't remember that ad campaign?
What was that for?
When we had landlines, if you got a busy signal and you were, you know, frustrated, you dialed star 66 and it would continually redial your phone for 30 minutes, and if it got through, you'd get a special ring on your phone.
Right.
And it would already, that way you didn't have to keep redialing. But I mostly remember when it was, they bought a heavy schedule on WJFK, and for about a week, just at random times, Charlie would come into the studio singing the jingle.
Then, Star 66.
Yeah, if the line you call is busy.
Busy. It's a problem you can't fix. Pick up your telephone and just dial Star 66. The Star 66.
Only works on landlines. Yeah, sure.
I have moved into... Look, we've discussed the Chinese retailers way too much on this show. I can't get over it. It's a bit of an addiction because it is combining something very American, our consumer culture, with phenomenal pricing. And that is why.
Do you also enjoy a little? Your son was just in your studio screaming how he loves gambling, which is nice.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy sort of the chance that it might be really good, weighted against the fact that the product you buy from Temu or Temu is really bad, and that's the gamble of buying it?
I
like if you were to buy the microphone,
to a degree, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Like when I sent you that link for that microphone, if you spent $18 for an SM58, you can't miss because if it's great, it's great. And if it's not, you're only out $18.
This, I have now, you know, the golf shoe experiment, right?
Yes.
The golf shoe experiment.
I read it in all the journals.
A resounding success. Mm-hmm. And then moved it into my kit. Now, with you know, feet that grow every 6 months,
yes,
it's just great to have something cost-effective to put your kit in. And he wore them the other day. They look great. He loved them. And so I looked in my closet. And in my closet are casual footwear. The footwear that would scream... You're a suburban loser.
Loafers?
But primarily like, hey, dudes.
Okay.
That type of thing.
You're a Florida suburban loser.
I have Adidas, like pull-ons that are casual sneakers, you know.
Oh, no sneakers.
That are really but really, the hey dudes, because I wear them no matter what or where I'm doing, they get crapped up pretty quickly. And I said, I need another casual. Well,
what about your UFAs?
The UFAs, I wear those when I'm looking for comfort, but I don't like wearing them out in public because I don't believe you should wear sandals out in public.
You
if you're
accuse
a dude.
Me of being like a stalker fan. Josh knows every piece of footwear you own.
This is
true. I remember the UFAs because he's got a good memory. Okay.
And they are great for, you know, foot health. Foot health.
And that's always been one of your top priorities.
Foot health.
Foot health.
But I said, well, if the golf shoes work, how about I put in the search engine men's casual slip-on shoes.
Because
I like loafers. I've always liked loafers. Yeah. I that's my favorite kind of shoe. I like a good hard tie shoe. If I'm going to wear a suit, that's good too. I enjoy that too.
But, I know you like saddle shoes.
No, I don't. I don't like them on the golf course either. I'm not a saddle shoes guy. Don't like saddle shoes. And when you're wearing shorts in Florida, they look ridiculous.
They do. Do you have any tasseled loafers?
I don't believe I do, but I've got buckled loafers. I've got the little brass buckle loafer. Like, why are you laughing? They're like stylish. Back,
like, Plymouth Rock.
With a big, long heel.
A huge buckle.
With a Plymouth Rock. That is the greatest mental imagery. Now, Rob got in trouble back in the day because he would wear Birkenstock sandals to work. And it was horrible. It was terrible. Now, you're in your home. Your home. But look at
that's
how
not
nasty
an office. Yeah, you can't wear that to the office.
No, he would wear them to work, and finally he was forced to stop, and I approved of that. That was something that, because it was nastiness, and I would not, you would wear those out to a restaurant too, wouldn't you?
I have worn them to a restaurant.
Recently?
I've been given, the legendary story of on the cruise that I took on Disney cruises,
God,
when the maitre d' brought me a pair of hard shoes, because they didn't want me in the dining room in Birkenstock.
Yeah, at a formal sit-down evening dinner.
Yeah,
it was
my
not
feet would have been under the table. No
it's
one would have
gross.
Seen it.
It's such
I didn't
trash.
Pack any hard shoes for the entire cruise.
It's nastiness.
I don't
it
know
is.
About that.
But getting back to Temu, I will tell you that I said, well, let me dabble. So like $24 to $28. What do you pay for like a modern Cole Haan casual Sperry topsider?
Probably like
loafer?
$120
like,
bucks.
Like minimum.
I would
right?
think like $70.
Yeah. $70? I would think maybe more. Maybe
well,
a little bit more.
Hey Dude is around $70 now.
Well, that's the, and that's when, you know, and that's another
so
thing.
Right.
When did Hey Dudes, you know, cross the $70 mark when they're made of like burlap?
They should
Come
be
on.
A $30 shoe.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, it's a $10 shoe, and that's giving them all the best
it's
of it.
It's a $10 shoe.
It
and,
is.
But I will tell you, it arrived yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't bring it in, but the like the Sperry.
I think we all are.
The Sperry Topsider Loafer arrived, and it's I don't think I've been that excited with a retail purchase in a very long time. They are solid. It proves one thing. All the stuff is manufactured the same way.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all say, oh, it's going to fall apart soon. Well, I got news for you. I've worn the golf shoes multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
They're still hanging in there. Don't appear to be falling apart just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm getting to the mark where, you know, we'll see if they have even a longer shelf life than the other ones. So I'm here to tell you, they work. They
the
really
magical
do.
Thing is they will last. And when they are aged and worn in, they will have no appreciable odor.
Well, those are my shoes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although
maybe that's why your shoes last so long, is they're not weighted down with smell.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think smell comes from sweat, and I think that if you sweat too much, maybe make your shoe fall apart. But you seem to be devoid of it.
I have been blessed. Not only, and ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm bragging, my sincere apologies.
Right.
But I will tell you now, and maybe Josh hasn't heard this, I have been blessed not only with beautiful feet.
Yes.
But with feet that have no appreciable odor. My son, God bless his soul, gets into the school car, and I call that my pickup car, when I pick him up at school.
School car.
First thing he does is he sheds his little sneakers,
Oy.
And you might as well have put a three-day-old corpse in the back of the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have shoes that I have had probably at least since the Clinton administration.
Sure.
That you could take out of my closet and shove your face into, and you would smell fine leather.
Yes.
That's what you would smell. It's mm-hmm. it's that that's
Does,
good.
Do you think he gets it from his mom?
The odor of feet?
Yeah.
No. Carla
were
does
you,
not have bad
were
foot
you,
odor.
Did you have smelly feet when you were a kid?
I don't remember. I think maybe. I think maybe more than I
bet
do
Kathy
now.
Would know.
She would know, and she would say.
Yes, and she would probably write a book.
By the way, when you talk about sports and locker rooms and smell,
yes.
There's nothing. There is nothing that compares to a hockey locker room. It's foulness of a. You've got the sweat and the cold and the skates and it's just that combination is really nastiness, pure nastiness. Yeah. There you go. But anyway,
have you looked up hockey gear on Temu
for when I start again?
No, yeah, I know it's about time.
I haven't had an opportunity. Looking forward to it though. Really, really exciting. Tell me about your beautiful video. You got some good stuff for us coming up.
I've got some magnificent things, and one that actually required two different shots because it's that amazing.
Like vaccinations?
No, like two different angles, two different pieces of coverage.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Super big DermGlow news. The GLP-1 GIP sale has been extended until October 3rd. This is huge. That includes $70 off the full dose weight loss program and $20 off microdosing. GLP-1 and GIP is helping people lose weight, reduce the food noise. I am looking forward to getting my shot right after the show because I know that it will help me maintain and lose as it has from the very beginning, and I feel better every day. Also, you got to check out GHKCU Copper Peptide. You can use GHKCU injections for hair growth, skin tightening, especially the neck. Bye-bye, turkey neck. But that's not just the beginning. GHKCU also helps improve skin tone and texture and boost new hair follicle Produr. You got to help me here, pal.
Okay, use it in context. Helps hair follicles.
It helps improve skin tone and texture and boosts new hair follicle. Produr.
I don't know. Let me check the copy. I don't even know what I was trying for.
And rejuvenate aging skin at the cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
Hair follicle procedure. And read skin at the cellular level. And if you need skincare that actually works, Carla's available to help with all things skin. Glow ups.
Boosting new hair follicle production.
Very good.
Yes.
She's available to help with all things skin, product pairing and routines. DermGlow ships everywhere and ships fast because waiting is not cute. DM Carla for help picking the right products for your goals. You can find skincare and all the peptides at DermGlowSkin.com. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go to DermGlowSkin.com. Let's get to the video.
Hey, I like that. Gentlemen. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
King George.
George. Music powered Michael.
Yesterday we were talking about George Clooney loving working with Adam Sandler. Well, today the trailer for their movie, their collab dropped, and I thought you'd like to take a look at it. It's called J. Kelly. And from best, it's a vague trailer. From the best I can tell, is George Clooney is sort of playing someone like himself, a huge movie star, but he's having sort of internal issues with trying to figure out who he is. That's just my take from this trailer.
Jay. Kelly.
Or Jay Kelly.
This is the one with Sandberg.
Yep.
Jay Kelly.
Jay Kelly is a hero of cinema.
Jay Kelly.
What do you say to people who say you only play yourself?
I think what you do is magic.
You know how difficult it is to be yourself? You try it.
You make movies. That's what the world wants from you.
Is that Jay Kelly?
You're never alone.
Really? I think I'm always alone. Thanks a lot.
You are. Jay Kelly.
We love him.
You love him. I work for him.
You know I adore you.
Cary Grant.
Jay Kelly.
I'm just an actor that got famous.
Does none of this mean anything to you?
Me. Are you running to something or from something?
Yes.
Jay Kelly.
Coming soon to a theater near you. I'm intrigued by it.
I think it looks good. A little it's understated George Clooney with the truth.
Playing himself.
It is.
But you know what? I like that.
I think he has a handle on his life. Mm-hmm. And introspection that maybe a lot of actors don't. A lot of people hate him. A lot of people hate his politics. And a lot of people say, don't go where you're not welcome. But I think George Clooney is a smart guy. And I hope that's a good movie. And I've heard great things about Adam Sandler in it. So I hope it's good.
Speaking of Joe Biden's in it.
I'm sure he is.
Okay.
I think that was part of the letter.
Okay. I wanted to call you a name, that Fox guy. Who was I going to call? Oh, my God. Who's the guy that looks like a Dracula that used to work for Bill O'Reilly? Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted. There we go.
You want to talk about stars that are aware of themselves that are likable? Absolutely. Not this guy. This is Luke Bryan. And he was.
Why do you hate him so?
Because he has taken country music and made it sound like every record that he does is the same. Okay. He also, I think, for someone who is comical to look at, why does he have like a following of people who think he's cute? I don't see it. Okay. I just don't get. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a little jealousy.
It's the lucky stick.
He's a doofus is the problem. Anyway.
But you're jealous.
Yeah. Well, sure. If I had all his money, you can bet I wouldn't be singing those country songs. I'd do something good for America.
What was that?
I wouldn't be singing those country songs.
Don't stroke out until the end of the show. You can hang in there. Please hang in there till the end.
Recently, Luke, my buddy, was dancing on stage. He did like a moonwalk and he did a little this.
That's adorable.
Yeah, and then this is what he said after the fact. And I just think, you know, keep it classy.
I'm tired.
That's because he was dancing.
It's kind of doughy, right, Dad Bod?
Yeah.
I'm sure all of that will go viral in the morning.
All my dancing. Duh! Here comes the best part.
I think I pulled my left nut sack.
Thank you.
I agree with you, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm just giving you a hard time, but I don't like it.
I know
you
do. Yeah.
And I just don't like when the video is ruined by the quote being on there 10 minutes before he actually said
it. I know. It was not the best thing, but still, he did say it. Mm. Duh.
Yeah, and then the viral thing. Like, he wants it to go
viral. Well, that's why he danced. And by the way, this will shock you. Not a very good dancer.
Okay. All right.
But very good at making money.
Yes, very good at making money. Not so good at shaving his neck, but very good at making money.
Okay, hater.
Yeah, I'll take it. I wear your scorn as a badge of honor.
Rock and roll.
So you go to Home Goods, Mike. Yes. I know you go all the time.
All the time. Can't pass it by.
Currently. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to hit that button yet.
Okay.
So this is a gentleman who went to Home Goods. I think he was going to buy a mug, but he ended up in the hospital. How, you ask, does this happen?
At Home
Goods?
You.
Yeah. Okay. And it's something that horrifies me. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, I'm currently in the ER. But let me show y'all why. Y'all, all I do, I just went to go pick up a mug just to be funny.
There it is. And what's by the mug?
Bat, bro.
It's a bat.
Scratched by that.
He got bitten by a bat in the Home Goods?
A live bat in the mug section at Home Goods flew and scratched his finger.
Michael said that when we were fishing under the bridge today, there were bats under the bridge.
Absolutely. That's where they love. Yeah.
That's their hangout?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't see them.
But you have to be careful. You have to be careful, Mike, because they'll come down and they'll get in your hair and they'll lay eggs and you'll go crazy trying to get them out.
Yeah, they're going
to
get tangled in those long locks.
Beautiful long hair. So watch out. Watch out.
Yay, me.
Okay, I've always felt that it was not fair, just plain unfair, that when you go to the hospital to visit somebody, they charge you for parking. I think that is really leech-like. Even if it's just a nominal fee, $5, people have got to go to the hospital. Don't charge them. Of course, this lady, this is sort of the next level.
Paying for parking at a hospital is always kind of painful. But usually it's not almost $8,000 worth of ouch.
Could be the difference between, you know, paying your rent or mortgage, paying for medications.
But Kate Daniels says she was charged $7,829 for parking at Glendale Memorial Hospital last week during
a
cancer
so
screening
great.
For just 45 minutes.
The ticket has indicated I was there since July 3rd, 2022.
That's great.
I love those. That's good.
And the here's problem,
what did the agent say though? Because sometimes those people are horrible human beings, right?
They absolutely denied it. They said your car's been here for 3 years, and so what happened is she was able to clear it with the cancer screening, and I believe KTLA came to. It was like a Paul Berry segment.
Yeah,
KTLA came to their rescue.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of airports, let's end with this.
Okay.
you love the Atlanta airport. It's Hartsfield. It's a great airport because let me tell you about it, Josh. It's not crowded. It's just this little out of the way airport.
I have circled that airport more than any airport in the United States. I have circled that airport for thunderstorms, for excessive traffic, for flights that have not been sequenced or timed correct, for a variety of reasons, and that probably contributes to my disdain for that airport.
It is the busiest airport in America consistently, day in, day out, and it is a horrible airport. I've flown through it, too. You would think, though, if you're that busy, you might want to stay up to date on certain parts of your airport, like plumbing, say, for example.
Okay.
You don't want a small leak. You know, that could turn into something bad, especially if you're running the pipe over one of the gates and it's a sewage pipe.
The leak is still under investigation at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. You probably saw some of this video. You see it right there on your social media. It appears to show a sewer line break. This is near gate T11. And witnesses tell 11 Alive that it was pouring for about 10 minutes.
I'm
going to
throw out just looking at it.
Just gave
at it.
Cleaning crews were brought in quickly, but flyers say the smell lasted for hours.
And Mike, here is the footage clean without the guy talking over it, just so you can see it again, all right?
Okay.
It's soiled water.
Oh, God.
Gallons and gallons of brown water.
Just horrible.
Yes. It ruined business, Mike. It totally ruined business.
Great airport.
It really ruined business at Hudson News.
Fantastic.
But that's your beautiful video.
Yeah, put that on your breast milk ice cream. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No!
Sorry, we'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow.
Gross.
Sorry, it was on my mind. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Josh. Thank you for buying those mugs. They'll be gone.
There's a couple still available if you're listening now.
You know, soon. So please get them. That's our clearance sale, $19.99 for the Campfire Coffee mugs from the Mike O'Mara Show. Also, pre-order the book, the cookbook, the TMOS Family Cookbook, coming to a shelf near you soon. And just go to our store. All sorts of good stuff there. We really, really appreciate it. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?